Being a stunt woman isn't an easy job. Looking for love? Even harder. Find out if Natalia can go from falling hard for work to falling hard for love in this entertaining episode of Blind Dating. If you enjoy it, be sure to give it a follow. There you can find potential love connections every Wednesday. Listen to Blind Dating free on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, my name is Natalia. I'm originally from Puerto Rico and I'm 24 years old. I've been in LA for about 4 years and I love, love, love spending time outdoors with my doggy. My longest relationship actually was a high school sweetheart. And unfortunately, he went through a car accident and I just needed a change of scenery. So I moved to LA. I worked on my career. I finished my associates, my bachelor's, and now I'm currently working as a producer. I have all this time and I would like to share it with someone that is committed to their career, someone with goals, and someone serious.
They say love can find you anywhere. Parties, offices, grocery stores, the hellscape that is Tinder. But no one has ever found love on a podcast in a virtual hangout until now. I'm your host, Tara Michelle, and welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
Today we're helping 24-year-old wrestling fanatic Natalia find her perfect match. Welcome to Blind Dating, Natalia.
Thank you for having me, Tara. That was lovely.
Thank you. So Natalia, here's how the show works. You're about to meet two strangers and you'll have to get to know them as quickly as possible, but there's a twist. You'll only be able to hear them throughout the show and you won't see who your potential love interests are until after you've made your choice. So with all that being said, how are you feeling?
I'm very excited. I don't know what to expect other than a lot of fun.
Okay, well, perfect. Let's definitely have some fun today and let's meet match number one, Ryan. He is a 24-year-old gamer who's been out of the dating game for too long. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Tara?
Pretty good. How's your day going?
Went on a nice little run before I started doing this, so day's looking good so far.
Perfect. Well, let me hear a little bit about yourself.
I'm Ryan. I'm 24 years old and I've been in LA for 5 years and I'm currently a dog walker. I love to go running, hiking, being outside. I also do a fair bit of gaming. I've done competitive gaming before. I like hosting game nights, like reading and karaoke, all that kind of stuff. I've been in a couple of relationships. My last relationship ended because she was a pretty negative person. She was pessimistic, and I'm usually a positive guy that always likes to uplift people. And I'm currently looking for someone who's positive, who's also driven and adventurous, and someone who can handle my nerdiness, because I'm up there.
And now, Natalia, let's meet match number two, Bennett. He's a 25-year-old former professional card counter and volleyball player. Welcome to the show, Bennett.
Thank you. Hi.
We're glad to have you. Let's hear your backstory.
Yeah, so my name is Bennett. I'm 25 years old. I'm from San Diego, California, but I live in LA. A few of the things I love to do are go to the beach, cook delicious, healthy, plant-based food, and I love jacuzzing. I would jacuzzi every night if I could. I've had a couple of serious relationships in high school and college, but I've been single for about 2 years now. I love tall, busty, intelligent, athletic women who can teach me something new and who aren't afraid to take a risk, who are ready for some adventure. I've dated a bunch of different types of girls and, you know, I'm very open-minded. I go with how I feel and what I like. So that's why I'm excited to try something like this.
So Natalia, after hearing from the guys, do you have any first impressions?
Definitely. From what I've heard, there's definitely things that I can relate to, especially the gaming side of Ryan. And I've been a vegetarian for 13 years. So plant-based and all that, I love. And I'm a great cook too. So yeah, I would love to hear more, a little bit more about the two of them. And yeah, so far so good.
Okay, well, let's just keep this thing moving. Now that we've exchanged pleasantries and made our first impressions, things are about to get personal. Ryan and Bennett, I'll ask you a series of questions. You'll give your answers first, and then Natalia, you're up. You'll answer last so we can see how well you all match up. So let's just jump right in. Ryan, what's the worst date you've ever been on?
The worst date I've ever been on. It was actually a hike. It was supposed to be a night hike. I was talking to this girl on Tinder for a while, and we were finally gonna meet up, and we did, and it was nice at first, but it got very, very silent for a while. And, you know, when we were at the top of the observatory, we were seeing all these city lights and it was super cool and beautiful. And she was like, can we come down now?
What a downer.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you know. The observatory is beautiful.
I know, especially at night.
Bennett, what about you? What's the worst date you've ever been on?
You know, Tara, I try my best to not go on bad dates, and I feel like I'm pretty perceptive. I can pick up pretty quickly if, you know, someone's not into something. And I just try to put myself in a situation where, you know, I'm going to have a good time regardless of the outcome. I'm going to make the most of it.
It's a really good mindset, actually.
Thank you.
Natalia, what about you? Worst date?
The worst date I've ever been in. We were driving to the movie theater and his car just breaks down. I believe it was like a battery thing. Now it's super humid. It's like 3 p.m. Like it's hot. He got quiet too. He ended up like his car wasn't insured. So he ended up calling his mother and his mother shows up. And after like he gets to talk to her for like 30 minutes, you can tell they're arguing. And then he comes back and tells me, oh, we're going to take her car. And she's gonna stay here. And I'm like, what? When we made it to the movie, like, first of all, we missed it completely. So we just ended up getting tacos, which, hey, they were great. But yeah, it was just awkward.
Was there a second date? I'm assuming maybe not.
No, actually, we finished the date with a handshake. We called it even.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. If you could have dinner with any person, dead or alive, who would it be? Ryan, I'll let you answer this one first.
If I could have dinner with anyone, it would probably be Chester Bennington. He was the lead singer of Linkin Park, and I grew up listening to that music all the time, and I was crushed when he passed away, never being able to like even attend one of his concerts. So like to thank him for his music and everything, that'd be nice.
Bennett, who would you choose?
You know, Tara, there are a lot of interesting, intelligent people that I would love a night out to learn about. The first name that came to my mind is Wim Hof. He's also known as the Iceman. He's like this crazy Dutch guy who basically swims in freezing cold temperatures and does all these crazy, crazy things, breaks world records. Just an amazing person, the way he thinks about life. And so, yeah, I'd love to pick his brain.
That's so cool. I have to look him up and see what he's all about.
You should, really.
And Natalia, who would you choose?
Dun, dun, dun. I would love to sit down, have some tea with Elon Musk. Could be Snoop Dogg. Could be Charlize Theron. Could be a couple of family members. Just because they all have things that I admire and I would like to pick their brains.
Moving on, what's the most extreme or adventurous thing you've ever done? Ryan, I will let you answer this one first.
Gosh. So the first ever marathon I run was during the pandemic, and I mapped it out. It was from my apartment all the way to Santa Monica and back. It was fun.
How long did it take you?
I did it in like 3 hours, 30 minutes.
You ran a full marathon in 3.5 hours?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
When I say I run, I run.
Wow, that's super, super impressive. Bennett, what's the most extreme or adventurous thing you've ever done?
I tried, you know, with no practice to do a double backflip off of this like 50-foot waterfall in Hawaii. And I like nearly broke a rib trying to do it. But it was really fun. And like, you know, I could say I did it. So
you did it and you survived. And Natalia, what about you?
I'm pretty adventurous. I'm not afraid. I drove across the country by myself. But my job as a stunt woman, I think I would have to choose that. Especially how I started. I lied to the producers that I had experience and they had me jumped to a lake from a helicopter and I had to do a free fall. It was about like 20 feet. And I survived, so that's good.
That sounds pretty extreme.
Yeah, it was fun though. It was really fun.
Daredevil.
Adrenaline junkie.
So Natalia, did you learn anything that surprised you from this about either of the guys?
Yeah, everything they said, it's so impressive. Like, I'm not gonna be bored, that's for sure.
Well, Natalia, it sounds like we definitely have two interesting guys for you, so I'm excited to see how this thing keeps going. All right, Natalia, things are getting serious, so now it's time to turn up the heat for your one-on-one with each dater. You'll be playing two truths and a lie, and each match will present two truths and one lie about their past dating history. You have one guess to pick the lie, so choose wisely. So Natalia, we're going to start with Bennett, which means Ryan, we're actually going to put you into the waiting room for a few minutes and we'll bring you back when it's your turn.
All right, cool beans. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Okay, so Bennett, let's hear your two truths and a lie.
All right, here we go. I have broken up with someone over text. I waited to lose my virginity until I was in love. And I've had a threesome.
Okay, Natalia, take your guess.
All right. I am going to say, after carefully thinking about this, I am going to say that the threesome was the lie.
Oh, okay.
Bennett, which one is it?
Threesome was not the lie.
Was it the text?
Yes, I've never broken up with somebody over text.
Okay. That's good to know.
So you did wait to lose your virginity until you were in love.
That's right. I did. I was a good boy.
That's beautiful.
That's sweet.
Okay, Bennett, we're actually going to put you into the waiting room now, and we'll bring you back in a little bit.
Okay, adios.
Okay, welcome back, Ryan.
Hey!
It's now time for Ryan's 101. So, Ryan, if you want to give us your two truths and a lie, take the stage.
Alrighty. So, when I was making out with a girl, I hit my head against the ceiling fan. I helped a girl move out of her apartment to get a date with her. And one time I locked myself on the roof with a girl by accident when we had dinner up there. And it took like 3 hours for someone to get us down.
Well, that would be brutal if that was true. I don't really know. Natalia, what do you think?
Oof. I'm going to say the hitting your head on a ceiling fan, that's the lie. Because I'm pretty sure the fan would have hit the girl too.
No. That was true. That was actually true. The lie is I once got locked on the roof.
Oh, wow. Okay.
To further explain the ceiling fan thing.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened was bunk beds. And it was me and my girlfriend in our dorm room. We were making out. And then I started to hear my roommate come in and I was like being super protective, like, oh no, I need to lock the door or something, or like warn him not to come in. And so we had a couch underneath the bunk bed, and so I would usually just jump off it. And so as I was guiding myself down, bonk, right on my nose, and I landed on the couch.
That's brutal.
Did you break your nose?
Nah, just a little cut.
Okay, Ryan, we're actually gonna put you back into the waiting room. I just want to chat with Natalia for a little bit.
All right, cool beans.
So Natalia, what did you think of everybody's answers?
They're very fun people. I'm sure whoever I choose is going to be good. It's going to be good.
Okay, cool. Well, do you know what you're going to do?
I think so. I think I have a pretty solid idea which direction I'm heading.
Well, I'm very excited to see how this plays out. And as we like to say, romance is in the air, love is on the line, and it all boils down to our Bachelorette's big decision. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Natalia, so now that we have our matches back, it's time for the big decision.
Ooh.
Who's it gonna be, Bennett or Ryan?
It was a very hard decision, especially since I don't get physical cues that I would get normally. But I'm gonna go ahead and listen to my gut, and I'm gonna choose Ryan.
Okay, well, Bennett, let's have you turn your camera on so we can all say hello and thank you for coming on the show.
Boom, here I am. Hi.
Hi, Bennett. Very nice to meet you. Your hair is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, thank you, Bennett, so much for coming on the show. I hope that you will find love this year. I'm sure you will.
I'm sure I will.
And yeah, thank you so much for chatting with everyone today.
Thank you so much, Tara. Mucho gusto, Natalia. Buena suerte.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Gracias.
Okay, so we're actually going to have Ryan go into the waiting room now before our big reveal.
Okay.
See you in a bit again. So Natalia, tell me about Bennett. What did he look like?
It was handsome for all the ladies listening. He was. He had long hair, kind of auburn hair. Skin was certain, definitely sun-kissed. I can definitely see he's out there. And green eyes. Nice, you know, little shadow beard. Look good. Yeah, he was actually pretty handsome.
Yeah, a total surfer boy, right?
Yeah, right? Yeah, very California. I know he mentioned he was from San Diego. Yeah, I totally get the vibe.
Well, are you excited to meet Ryan now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Especially how different their voices sound as opposed to how they look like. I'm like double excited now.
Well, I guess we'll see if his voice matches his face. Okay, welcome back, Ryan.
Hey, yeah. I don't know what to say yet.
Cool beans, right?
Oh, yeah, cool beans.
Okay, it's time for the big reveal. I'm going to count you in, and on one, you'll both turn your cameras on and see each other for the first time. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, here we are.
Oh.
Nice shirt. Nice. I like your posters.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, is that Bakugo? Bakugo yeah. Cosplay?
That's my Halloween costume.
Awesome. Great choice. I'm going as Mirko. That's funny.
Ooh, cool.
How are you both feeling right now, Natalia?
I'm relieved. I'll say that.
Relieved is good.
Yes, yes, definitely. But I think I made the great choice. So yeah, I'm very happy with my choice.
And Ryan, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling very good.
Okay, well, Ryan, I hate to do this one more time, but we're actually going to have to put you back in the waiting room quickly so I can just chat with Natalia one more time.
All right, cool beans.
Well, Natalia, it sounds like you guys already have so much in common, so this is incredible. For everyone listening at home, how would you describe what he looks like?
He looks like he could be a member in Linkin Park, like a band member in Linkin Park, that type of vibe. But he looks way nicer, like not as tough looking as some maybe like rockstars look. He's slim, green eyes, no facial hair, and nice eyebrows too, I'll say that. And nice hair too, it's long, it's straight. Not as long as Bennett, but still long. Yeah, he seemed very sweet. I liked his demeanor.
And will you also describe the background of his bedroom for us? Because I feel like that was the first thing you hit on when your cameras turned on.
Yeah, it was definitely eye-catching. I did definitely see some gaming posters, but he also had famous movie characters like Harley Quinn, and he had a lot of references from anime. One of the animes, it's my second favorite anime of all time, My Hero Academia. I saw that he had a couple of cosplays from that show, and that was like, I instantly recognized it. So yeah, it was very exciting to know that we had a lot more in common than I thought initially.
And I'm sure there's much more to discover. So I'm actually going to put you into the waiting room now. Ooh. And bring Ryan in so I can chat with him for a little bit.
All righty.
Welcome back again.
Yep, just in and out of the waiting room.
So Ryan, it sounded like you guys were having a little bit of a moment there. Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling good. You know, she recognized my Halloween costume. So that says a lot already. When she was saying like she was into like, you know, stunt work and stuff like that. And she's driven. She has a dog. I'm a dog walker. She's also from Florida. These are like really good signs. As she said, she was Puerto Rican. She also had wavy blonde hair that reached a little bit lower than her shoulders. She was wearing a nice bright shirt. And yeah.
Well, with all that being said, is she your typical type?
I don't necessarily say I have a type. I'm kind of adventurous. I do like people that are driven. I haven't dated anyone like her before, so I think that's going to be pretty cool.
Absolutely. Well, let's bring her back in.
All right.
Okay, well, now that we have you both back in the room, there's one final decision that has to be made, but this time the power lies in Ryan's hands. Ryan, you can choose to go on an amazing socially distanced date with Natalia and live happily ever after. Or you can choose to be on a future episode of Blind Dating where we'll set you up with 2 new matches. Throwing you a curveball, I know. The choice is yours. What's it gonna be?
Oh, no contest. I'm going on the date.
I was so excited for the two of you. Thank you guys both so much for coming on the show. And I'm definitely going to need a follow-up on how your date goes.
Totally.
Oh, you got it.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen. Sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Jamie Ryan. Associate produced by Ashley Hanna and Alex Trick-Vidotter. Blind Dating stars me, Tara Michelle.